Hello and welcome to this week's episode. We're going to talk about the war on cannabis.
Criminalisation of cannabis. Cannabis was criminalised in the UK in 1928 under the Dangerous Drugs Act. This move was part of a broader international trend towards drug prohibition. Since then, possession, cultivation, and distribution of cannabis has been illegal in the UK, with penalties ranging from warnings and fines to imprisonment, depending on the severity of the offence.
War on drugs. The war on drugs is a term used to describe a set of policies and initiatives aimed at reducing the production, distribution, and consumption of illegal drugs. In the UK, this has involved various measures, including increased law enforcement efforts, tougher penalties for drug offences, and campaigns aimed at discouraging drug use.
The criminalisation of cannabis and the war on drugs have had several impacts on UK society. Let's delve into some of the key aspects.
Social and racial disparities. The enforcement of drug laws have often disproportionately affected certain communities, particularly ethnic minorities, despite similar rates of cannabis use across racial groups. Black people are more likely to be stopped and searched, arrested, and convicted for cannabis offences. This has raised concerns about racial profiling and discrimination within the criminal justice system.
Criminalisation and stigmatisation. The criminalisation of cannabis has led to the stigmatisation of users, particularly those with drug convictions. This stigma can have far-reaching consequences, including barriers to employment, education, and housing. Individuals with these convictions may find it difficult to reintegrate into society and access opportunities for personal and professional development.
Financial costs. Enforcing cannabis laws requires financial costs. Enforcing cannabis laws requires significant financial resources. This includes funding for law enforcement agencies to investigate cannabis offences, prosecute offenders through the court system, and incarcerate individuals convicted of cannabis-related crimes. The financial burden of enforcing cannabis laws falls on taxpayers and can divert resources away from other social programs and initiatives.
Health impacts. Some argue that the criminalisation of cannabis and other drugs impedes effort to address public health concerns related to drug use. For example, criminalisation can discourage individuals from seeking help for drug addiction due to fear of legal consequences. It can also hinder harm reduction efforts, such as needle exchange programmes and supervised consumption sites, which aim to reduce the spread of infectious diseases and overdose deaths among drug users.
Alternative approaches. In recent years, there has been a growing recognition of the limitations and negative consequences of the war on drugs. This has led to calls for alternative approaches to drug policy, including decriminalization or legalization of cannabis for medical or recreational use. Some argue that regulating cannabis through legal channels could help undermine illicit drug markets, generate tax revenue, and redirect resources towards public health initiatives and education programs aimed at reducing drug-related harms.
Policy reform. While the UK government has taken some steps towards reforming drug policy, such as legalising medical cannabis in certain circumstances, progress has been slow and incremental. There remains ongoing debate and advocacy for more comprehensive reforms, including decriminalisation of cannabis possession for personal use and exploring alternative models of cannabis regulation.
In summary, the criminalisation of cannabis in the UK has been part of the broader war on drugs. This policy has resulted in a range of societal impacts.
Recent years have seen growing calls for alternative approaches to drug policy, with a focus on regulation, harm reduction, and reallocating resources towards health and education initiatives. And while some progress, like legalising medical cannabis, has occurred, ongoing debate persists for broader drug policy reforms in the UK. Thanks for joining us on today's episode. We hope you learned something new. Please like, subscribe, and ding the bell so you don't miss future uploads.